Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today we're talking about book clubs. Some may have thought book clubs may have faded away with the closing of Big Chang bookstores that started a few years ago, but I know in Detroit, in the Detroit area, book clubs are going strong. And my guests today represent two Detroit area book clubs. With me is Tressa Simmons, who hosts the Meaningful Dialogue Book Club, and Leslie Green, host of the Community Book Club. And I want to welcome Tressa Simmons and Leslie Green to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are you today?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So let's talk book clubs. Let's talk about first, what are your book clubs reading currently? Tressa, what's your book club reading?
Women Who Run with the Wolves.
Women Who Run with the Wolves. Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. And Leslie, what's your book club reading?
We're reading Michael Chabon's Moon Glow.
Moon Glow. Okay. So, before we get into the books themselves a little bit, is there a particular theme that both of your book clubs go by? I mean, do you just read fiction or nonfiction, political or religious books? Is there a single focus for the books that you read? Leslie?
Well, our group is reading a little bit of everything. We have a wide variety of interests, and so in order to keep people reading, we've chosen a few nonfiction books. It's mostly fiction, and then there's some historical fiction as well.
Okay, great. And Tressa, do you all have a particular focus for your book club?
Well, my book club just started, and this is actually the first book. However, we have kind of talked about not necessarily having a particular genre of books to read, as long as we can be able to pull something out of it that's meaningful to the community and be able to dialogue about it.
Ah, okay. Okay, so no particular genre, but just whatever is meaningful and presents a good conversation. So how do you determine the books you read? I know, Tressa, you just said that this is your first book selection, and Leslie, this is your book club's second or third book selection?
We're reading our third book now. We tried to create a book list for an entire year. I don't know if we'll stick with it, but our book club, we have a very wide range of ages. Our readers are in their 20s all the way into, and so we tried to make sure we were giving everyone a little bit of something they might appreciate, but the primary goal is to open all of our horizons. So there are some people in there who never have read fiction. I mean, just never got into fiction, but they're looking to, you know, expand their reading list. And then there are others who just are craving the classics. They want to read the classics. So we have a mix. You know, we have everything from fantasy to we have a book on our list about the history of Detroit as well. It's just a matter of making sure, like Tressa is saying, we want to have a good conversation. That's the primary point for our book.
Right. Okay. And Tressa, Women Who Run with Wolves, how did you come up with that selection? Why was that your first selection?
Had this book probably 25 years, and I started reading it, and I put it down. And then as I've gotten older, I've gotten more into wanting to work with women, beginning with myself. And it's a very powerful book, you know, about women. The author is she has a PhD, and she used archetype stories to go deeper and teach women how to go into their instincts and begin to draw from that and she compares us to wolves because she studied wolves, and she said there was a lot of we all related in a lot of ways if we would learn. And they call the wildness, it's not just like, well, we going crazy, but actually learning to just trust yourself. As it just trust yourself and begin to live from that deep place. And she just compared different things from, you know, women and wolves, and then she just started into the book. And it's just been a very powerful book. We actually have one gentleman that continues to come. Mm-hmm. And but it's not just for women. We too have all ages, but typically right now, I think probably the average age has been maybe 45, somewhere in there. But yes, that's kind of how I chose the book.
Okay, so it's a nonfiction book.
Right. It is really a nonfiction book, but she's used a lot of archetype stories. She was a Native American woman, so she's used stories from African culture, Slavic culture, all different cultures, and brings them in. And then after she tells a story, and she compares them to, you know, different countries, and then she breaks it down, what it really means, and she's done an absolutely fabulous job. You know, we have so much, we have so many conversations, and sometimes the time is gone, and everybody mm-hmm. is like, you know, they want to, we just keep coming back.
Okay. Okay, good. And Leslie, what is Moonglow about?
So Moonglow, this is a newer book from Michael Chabon. This came out last November, and it's gotten a lot of praise. It is a sort of a memoir. The question is whether or not it's Michael Chabon's memoir. The story is basically that he has talked to his grandfather on his grandfather's deathbed and gets this tale of basically the description from the publisher, because I'm still reading it. The description from the publisher is the tale of madness, of war and adventure, of sex, marriage, and desire. And really, it starts in the 1940s. It might have been the 30s, but it goes back and forth. Really, not a direct narrative. It's there are times when you're wondering even if it's a regular story. I think the New York Times referred to it or praised Chabon for sort of breaking literary conventions in the way that the story is told, because again, it's not chronological. But so far I'm finding it fascinating. But it wasn't my selection. So what we did in our first book club was everyone came with some books that they wanted to read, and then we kind of narrowed those down. So the person whose book this is will be the person who, in our meeting, our next meeting, will sort of lead the discussion.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. So you alternate discussion leaders for your group.
Yes.
Okay. And I understand that both of your groups are fairly new, right? You both started this year?
Yes. Well, a lot.
Yes, Mike.
Yes. Tressa, go ahead.
Yeah,
no, I was just getting ready to say, yes, I did. I started this year. We've only had about three book club meetings. And it is a community book club. It's not just a where we go to each other's house. We actually meet, and people just drop in.
Okay. Leslie, and yours is fairly new too, right? You started this year.
Yes, our group started in February. That's when we chose our selection. And then we've been meeting once a month since then.
Okay.
We don't have the option of having people come in like that.
Okay, right. Yeah, we'll get into that in a few minutes. But Leslie, why did you start your book club? What was the catalyst for getting it going and wanting to do it?
I'm a voracious reader. I love to read. So last year I went to Book Expo America and picked up, maybe 70 books while I was there. And I found myself reading all of these books I never would have read if I had gone to the store and purchased them. They just excited me. And I wanted to find a way to be introduced to new books without having to wait for the book expo each year or other book festivals. And one way to do that is by having conversations with other readers. You know, they can open your eyes to some clever things. I probably wouldn't have picked up Michael Chabon's book club, but as a result of the, you know, having a book club, I'm introduced to it. In fact, we don't just talk about the books that we're reading. Sometimes there ends up being side conversations about similar books or books somebody may have liked better, and that, you know, has spurred me to read those novels as well. So basically, it was just to feed my need to talk about books and to talk about them with other people who love them as much as I do.
Right. Okay. Yep. And that's a good way to do it. Just the way that you described of going to Book Expo and getting all these books that you never would have been exposed to, but you wanted to keep being exposed to other books rather than going to bookstores to check them out, just getting with people to check them out. That's a good way to do it. And Tressa, yours, talk about why you started yours. I assume that you also are a voracious reader and love books.
I do love books. And one day I looked and saw I had a bookshelf full of books, and I'd always wanted a book club. And I had talked about it, and one day a girlfriend of mine said, look, set a date and do it. And I said, oh, I want it to be a meaningful conversation. She said, there's the name. And so I set it up from there. But I love books, but mine is similar, my reasoning, but I don't know if it was so much books as it was people. I love words.
Oh.
I love language. I love conversation. And what I was realizing is that if I had more people being able to talk about and give their perception, how much more would I learn? So probably some of it, I won't say it was selfishness, but it was because I had a desire. And then I thought, wow, other people might have a desire. And just to listen to their spin on different topics that we're talking about or different chapters in this book, has been amazing. I don't think our books would take, like, forever, and I shouldn't really say forever, but it's long, because this book has 16 chapters, and we've only been doing 2 chapters a month. So, but for me, it was just as similar. I love reading. I wanted to, and I love conversations, and I wanted to hear what other people had to say. I wanted to learn from them.
Right. Okay. So, keeping along the same track with the conversation part of the book club that happened, Leslie, what stands out to you about maybe any particular impact the discussion has on your perception of the books that you may read? Like, do you go into reading about a book with a certain understanding of it at first, but then based on the conversations you have during book club, your perception may be swayed a bit?
Absolutely. So like Tressa said, you learn from people. Our last book was A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Tulls, because I recommended the book. So I read it again just before our book club meeting, just so I could refresh. And I still learned more from the book club members than I did from my second reading. People notice things differently than we might. There were all kinds of nuances that I never figured out. It made me love the book even more. And then there, you know, there was another book that I read. I had read it before, but somebody recommended it. And the group just started talking about it. Now, when I read it the second time, I didn't really like it. But the more the group talked about it, the more I felt like, well, okay, yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, I get your point, you know. And it does kind of make you, it helps you be a little bit more open-minded.
Right, yes, absolutely. Tressa, you mentioned that you wanted the conversations during your book club to be meaningful, and there came, you know, the name of your book. But is there any type of impact that you'd like your book club to have beyond the books you read? What impact would you like your group to have, maybe, you know, in the community or in today's society?
Well, I think when we educate ourselves, we have more choices. And I think that we're more long-suffering towards other people when we understand people may have differences of seeing things different ways, and that if what we learn can change us somewhat, it changes the way we perceive others, then, you know, it's like a domino effect. So I would like, if nothing else, that we really come away with grabbing things that change us or make us go, aha. We may not always agree or accept it, but at least if we learn to be more tolerant of each other, then, you know, we've grown some.
Okay, absolutely. And I just have to say that this is Michigan Literary Network Radio, and my guest today are Tressa Simmons, who hosts the Meaningful Dialogue Book Club, and Leslie Green, host of the Community Book Club. And we, of course, are talking about book clubs. Leslie, your book club is by invitation only. Is that correct?
Sort of. So,
sort of. Okay.
I live in a high rise downtown, and we hold the book club in our community room, which does not afford us really the opportunity to have people just walk in and join. So all of the neighbors in the building, of course, are welcome to come whenever they want. But anyone who comes who doesn't live in the building needs to be invited, because you have to get past security in order to get in the building. But anyone who is in the building is welcome to invite someone.
Okay.
So that's kind of how ours works. But we are also looking at ways to bring the communication, or to bring that community and the communication of books and what we've read online. So hopefully at some point we can bring that discussion to our website, so that those who want to join in, maybe can't attend at that time or want to join in, that way can do so.
Right. Okay. That's a great option, because I know, you know, people sometimes are far away and they can't make it, but they want to be a part of it. So that online engagement is very helpful. Tressa, what about your group? I know your group is open to the public, and you said anybody can just drop in. But do you also have, or will you also have at some point, an option to engage people online?
Yes, we have. I've had several women contact me saying, I would love to come, but I live out of state. And I actually had one young lady ask me if I would do Skype. And so we're talking about doing Skype, where we had it at the Jungle Juice in Grosse Pointe, and this will be the last time that it'll be at the Jungle Juice in Grosse Pointe. She's moving, so I will have to find another place until she gets settled where she's going to be. And then I'll put that on. And we have an online community, online Facebook, where they can come in for Meaningful Dialogue and talk about things. I don't actually have a website, but we're working on that. So, yes, we're working towards being able to have, you know, reach out farther to people that want to talk about what we're talking about.
Okay, great. And this is a real simple question, maybe not, but what do you both like most about having a book club? Leslie, what do you like most?
You know, I like the community. I spend a lot of time alone. I'm self-employed. But so I like the meeting new people. I have neighbors I've never even seen before. And so getting together with them and talking about things we all love, I really enjoy that. I mean, I'm going to read one way or the other, but the being able to share that love and to build a community, that's something that means a lot to me.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that spending time alone, and then have just, and it's not like, the book club is not like forced, getting with people, but it's something that you can look forward to because it's something that you like to read and you do like people. So it forces you out of your room, your apartment, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And Tressa, what is it that you like most about having a book club?
I love talking and I love the different views. I love having people give their views, things that I never thought about. And so that was one of the reasons why I started, because I love the conversations around the topic, and it's so many. You can have 12 people and maybe 10 different views or 12 different ways of looking at something. So that really excites me. You know, it just really gets me going.
Okay. Would you say, you know, that book clubs are important to the community? You know, we have a lot of nice indie bookstores around the Detroit area that are kind of like community hubs, and we've lost a lot of the big chain bookstores, but book clubs present another kind of environment. Would you say that as a reader, that is important to the community? Either of you can take that one.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's important to, you know, with a book club, I think it can also help boost sales at some of these, you know, independent bookstores, even increase the number of people going to libraries. I know that our group, some of them go to the library to get their books. Some of them are, you know, running out to more bookstores. And, you know, I think it just reminds us of what's out there. It just reminds us to be a part of a community. I believe Tressa mentioned the different backgrounds in her group. And, you know, my group, they have varied backgrounds. And I think it's important for all of us to get together and talk in a civil manner. And if it's books that bring us together, then that's the way I'd like to do it.
Absolutely. Tressa, you were going to say something?
No, it was similar to what Leslie was saying, that I really feel like it brings, as she says, all together. It helps the sales of books. But at the same time, I think we just learn. And I won't say it's only for the Black community, but I think often we don't, as a Black community, because I'm a Black woman, we don't really push reading. Because reading, when I think of reading, it's just not reading, it's learning. And the book club helps give different perspective. Again, kind of what I said before, we become more tolerant. And we may see that there is more than one way to do something, even though we may choose to continue to do it ourselves. But yet we learn that there may be more than one way.
Right, absolutely. And the point that was made about getting together as a community, because, you know, there's this the mindset that social media has changed the way people interact so much, so that, you know, maybe some social skills are being lost along the way. But as you said, Leslie, as you said too, Tressa, that the book clubs bring people together in a way to interact and in a way that also promotes reading. So thank you for both of those comments. I appreciate that. And our time is just about up, ladies, but I just need to find out where people can go to find out more about your group and when you meet. Tressa, I'm going to let you take this one first. You know, I know you're looking for a new place, but how can people get in touch with you and find out about where you're going to meet, when you're going to meet, what the book is?
We typically meet the fourth Saturday of every month, so we're still meeting at the Jungle Juice Bar this Saturday, and that's located at 14929 Charlevoix, and it's in Gross Point. And then I will be posting on my Facebook page, Tressa Simmons, and also in the Meaningful Dialogue. It's a closed group, but can request to be added. And they can go to fb.com/meaningfuldialogue. And that's where they can locate that.
Okay, great.
Oh, I forgot to say that it's from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Leslie, even though your book club is sort of by invitation only, they can be invited by a resident of your apartment building. Is there any contact information or anywhere people you want to send people to share information about your book club if a listener has a question about it?
Right now, probably the best way is to message me on Twitter at WP_Leslie Editor, or email me at info@WildemerePublishing, WildemerePublishing.com, and for more information. But listening to Tressa, I'm thinking maybe a Facebook page probably would work better even than a website, because the website is kind of closed at the moment, but I think that might be a better way to have a conversation. So that's something I'll look into to starting.
Okay, very good. Well, ladies, thank you both so much for being on the show with me today, Tressa Simmons and Leslie Green. I appreciate the conversation, and it was very good. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you all have a good rest of your night.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to again thank Tressa Simmons and Leslie Green for being on the air with me. Be sure to check out Tressa's Facebook group, Meaningful Dialogue, to find out more about her book club, and find Leslie Green by messaging her on Twitter at WP_Leslie Editor. Or you can also email her at info@WildemerePublishing.com if you have any questions about her, any books that she mentioned, or about her book club. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.MotownWriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook, and be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff. And I'm going to work on having more book club facilitators on the show. Maybe I'll make it a monthly or every other month segment, so that we can keep the conversation going about books and book clubs and what are people reading and why it's important to keep reading. So, you know, keep your eyes and your ears open for information about that. And if you are a book club leader in the Detroit area or anywhere else in Michigan, please let me know. You can find me on Facebook, Andrea Daniel, and I'll be sure to connect with you. So this is Michigan Literary Network Radio, and I want to thank everybody out there for listening in. I do appreciate you for being there. I want you to have a good rest of your day and live a good story. And if you're so inclined, write about it. Be back with you next Wednesday right here on Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.